Step into the Gen X time machine and rewind to the era of rolled jeans, flipped collars, and boomboxes blasting on every corner. Let's take a trip back to the 80s and 90s, where we relive the trends and unforgettable moments that shaped Generation X and made us who we are today.
All right, you're ready to jump back in time with us today, because we are diving deep into the 1980s aerobics craze.
Leg warmers, bright neon colors, and all those high-energy moves that seemed to just take over the world.
And it really wasn't just a fad that came and went.
No, not at all. This is a full-blown cultural phenomenon.
It really shaped a generation, Gen X, and also changed how we look at working out, even today.
Exactly. We'll uncover some of the surprising roots of this fitness craze and delve into its lasting impact.
Well, I bet there are going to be some fun facts along the way, too.
You bet. It's really fascinating how what we think of as an iconic 80s trend actually started way before that decade.
Really? Fill me in.
So, picture this.
Yeah.
It's the 1960s, and we're not in some fancy gym, but in a doctor's office. That doctor is Dr. Kenneth H. Cooper, an Air Force physician who was really concerned about heart health.
So how did a doctor focused on cardiovascular health spark a worldwide fitness trend?
Well, Dr. Cooper's research led him to emphasize the importance of aerobic activity to combat heart disease.
Ah, I see. So that's where the term aerobics even comes from.
You got it. He even wrote a book called Aerobics back in 1968.
Wow, that's pretty forward thinking for the time.
It was. And even though his research was initially meant for athletes and the military, it really laid the foundation for this whole movement.
It's amazing how something starting in such a clinical setting could end up becoming such a huge part of pop culture.
It really does show how much attention people were starting to pay to health and fitness back then.
And then, of course, you have the 80s, where aerobics just explodes into this social thing. Gyms and community centers were holding all these high-energy classes set to music.
Exactly. And that's when those iconic figures emerged who really brought aerobics into the mainstream. Jane Fonda, Richard Simmons, Olivia Newton-John, they each added their own flair to the movement.
Oh, absolutely. We have to start with Jane Fonda, the undisputed queen of 80s fitness. Those leotards, the leg warmers, it's just classic.
Her workout videos were truly groundbreaking.
They were. It felt like she brought a touch of Hollywood right into your living room, making exercise seem cool and achievable.
Yes. Her first video, Jane Fonda's Workout, came out in 1982, and it became an instant bestseller. And her famous quote, "No pain, no gain," turned into a motto for anyone wanting to get fit.
It's crazy how she managed to blend fitness with Hollywood glamour so seamlessly.
Totally. And it's interesting. She was actually focused on acting at first, but injuries made her shift gears towards fitness.
Talk about turning a setback into something amazing.
She really empowered women to take charge of their well-being, showing them that fitness could be fun and stylish.
It wasn't all about Jane Fonda, though. Then you have Richard Simmons bringing a completely different but equally awesome energy to the scene.
Absolutely. He was all about making fitness fun and accessible for everyone, regardless of their size or fitness level.
Oh, I love Richard Simmons. He just radiated positivity with those sequined tank tops and his infectious enthusiasm. Sweating to the Oldies was a must watch in our house.
I love that one. He just had this gift for making people feel comfortable, even if they were new to working out.
And he was known for being so over the top with his affection for his fans, like jumping in crowds and hugging them so hard they'd fall over.
You can't help but smile thinking about it. He was just pure joy.
Absolutely. And speaking of joy, no conversation about 80s aerobics would be complete without Olivia Newton-John and her smash hit, Physical.
Oh, you're so right. Physical became like the anthem for the whole aerobics movement. It was so playful, so energetic, just captured the vibe perfectly.
Still such a catchy song. And her music video with all those guys in their workout gear, it just screamed 80s.
Totally. It's funny to think that song was actually considered a little too spicy for radio when it first came out.
Really? Doesn't seem that controversial now.
Right. But controversy or not, Physical went on to become one of the biggest songs of the decade, forever linked to the aerobics craze.
So we've talked about the pioneers, the icons who made aerobics famous. But now let's talk about the fashion, because let's be real, 80s fashion was in a league of its own.
It really was. And aerobics fashion was no exception. Bold, vibrant colors, high-cut leotards, and of course, you can't forget those iconic leg warmers.
I remember wearing them everywhere, even in the summer heat.
Not the most practical choice, but hey, it was all about making a statement.
Exactly. It was the era of go big or go home when it came to fashion.
It really was. And the rise of those stretchy fabrics, lycra and spandex, helped fuel the trend too. Clothes became way more comfortable and form-fitting. Brands like Reebok and Nike totally jumped on board too. Remember those Reebok Freestyle sneakers? Everyone had to have a pair.
Oh yeah, those are the shoes to have. Looking back, it's fascinating how this fitness trend ended up influencing fashion so much.
It really did blur the lines between workout wear and everyday clothes, which is something we still see today.
So true. And with those 80s fashion trends making a comeback, it's clear that this era left a lasting impact. You know, this is turning out to be more than just a trip down memory lane. It's like a window into how a fitness movement turned into a cultural phenomenon, influencing everything from fashion to music to TV shows. It just shows how trends can reflect what's happening in society as a whole.
It does. And speaking of societal trends, it's important to acknowledge the impact aerobics had on gender roles.
That's a great point. It was mainly marketed to women, which had both positive and maybe some not so positive consequences.
Absolutely. On one hand, it empowered women to prioritize their health and fitness, but it also might have reinforced some unrealistic body ideals.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that even trends with good intentions can have a complex impact. We'll definitely need to dig deeper into that later. But first, let's talk about how 80s aerobics made its way into pop culture, because it seemed like it was everywhere.
It really was. You saw it in movies, TV shows, comedy skits, you name it.
It was imperfect. With John Travolta and Jamie Lee Curtis even popped up in The Golden Girls, it was everywhere you looked.
It was. And don't forget about those hilarious parodies. Eddie Murphy and Saturday Night Live had so many funny sketches about it.
They did. It just goes to show you how deeply ingrained aerobics had become in the culture.
It was a phenomenon that captured the nation's attention, and that influence just resonated across everything.
This deep dive is revealing just how much more 80s aerobics was than just exercise. It was about community. It was about pushing limits. It was about embracing this new wave of fitness with a whole lot of fun and flair.
It really was. And that legacy, it's still inspiring us today.
You know, it's amazing to think how aerobics really took off, going way beyond Dr. Cooper's initial research.
It's true. Someone had to bring it to the masses.
Right. And that's where people like Jackie Sorensen come in. She was really instrumental in making aerobics accessible to everyone.
Well, she was a trained dancer, and she developed her own version of this, calling it aerobic dancing, all while living on an Air Force base in Puerto Rico.
Wow. Talk about bringing fitness to unexpected places.
Exactly. She actually created these routines for other Air Force wives. It was a way to turn exercise into a social, fun activity.
That's so cool. So how did it go from an Air Force base to becoming this nationwide fitness craze?
When Sorensen came back to the mainland, she realized that these routines were not only fun, but they were really good workouts, too.
I bet.
So she began teaching classes, and she became incredibly popular. She even got to advise Presidents Nixon and Ford on fitness matters.
From an Air Force base to advising presidents, that's quite a journey. It seems like dance played a huge role in shaping the early days of aerobics.
Oh, absolutely. Around the same time, there was another pioneer named Judy Shepard Massette, also a dancer, who created Jazzercise.
Jazzercise. I haven't heard that name in ages. Yeah. My mom used to do Jazzercise in our living room. I can still picture those bright leotards and the upbeat music.
It really captured the spirit of the era. And it's incredible to think that Sorensen and Massette both turned their passion for dance into successful fitness empires. They made fitness more accessible, more enjoyable, and opened it up to a much larger audience.
And then, of course, you have the rise of VHS tapes, which really brought aerobics right into people's homes.
Oh, absolutely. That was revolutionary for the fitness industry.
It was. Suddenly, you didn't have to go to the gym or a studio to work out. You could just pop in a tape and follow along with your favorite instructor, all in the comfort of your own living room.
Exactly. Technology was changing everything.
It really was. I remember those bulky VCRs and rewinding those tapes endlessly. But even with that somewhat clunky technology, those VHS tapes really opened up a whole new world for fitness.
You're right. It made working out so much more convenient.
We can't forget about the music. Those high-energy beats kept people moving and motivated.
You're right. The music was essential, wasn't it?
Absolutely. It's hard to imagine an 80s aerobics class without those iconic pop hits. From Michael Jackson to Madonna, the music was the driving force. It was about more than just working out. It was experiencing the music and letting loose.
It definitely brought a fun, energetic element to the whole experience. Music has this unique power, you know, to lift our spirits and get our bodies moving. And the 80s aerobics scene really understood how to harness that.
It was like this perfect blend of fitness and pure entertainment.
It was. And that's a formula that still works today. Think about how many modern fitness classes rely on curated playlists to create the right vibe.
That's true. I think one of the biggest takeaways from 80s aerobics is this idea that fitness doesn't have to be a chore. It can be something you actually look forward to.
Exactly. The 80s showed us that working out could be fun, social, even glamorous, all at the same time. It was about finding that sweet spot where fitness and enjoyment intersect.
And speaking of things being fun and glamorous, I'm curious to get your take on why we're seeing this resurgence of 80s fashion trends now.
It's interesting, isn't it? We're seeing leg warmers, neon colors, even those high-cut leotards making a comeback.
What do you think is driving that?
Well, fashion always seems to come full circle eventually. But I think it's more than just nostalgia.
I think you're right. There has to be something more to it than that.
I think people have fond memories of those trends from their youth, but they're also looking for something that feels fresh and bold, a way to stand out. It's about reinterpreting those trends for a modern audience.
I like that. Giving those familiar looks a new twist.
Exactly. And it's not just fashion either, is it? We're seeing renewed interest in the music and the workouts from that era too.
It's like there's something about the energy and optimism of the 80s that people are drawn to, especially in times that can feel a bit uncertain.
It was a time of bold self-expression. Maybe that's what resonates with people today. But let's not forget that this era wasn't without its complexities. We talked about how aerobics was mostly marketed towards women, and while it was empowering in many ways, it also presented a particular ideal of what a fit and healthy body should look like.
Yeah, we have to acknowledge that. It's easy to get caught up in the nostalgia, but it's important to recognize that even positive movements can have unintended consequences.
You're right. While 80s aerobics encouraged women to prioritize their health, it also promoted certain body image standards that could be quite limiting.
It's a good reminder that we need to be critical even when looking back at things we might consider positive.
Exactly. So how do we learn from those experiences and move towards a more inclusive and body positive approach to fitness today?
That's the big question. I think it starts with being more mindful of the messages we send about fitness and body image.
I agree. We need to move away from this idea that there's only one right way to look if you're fit and healthy, and instead celebrate the diversity of bodies and abilities.
I couldn't agree more. Fitness should be about feeling good in your own skin, not trying to live up to some impossible standard.
Exactly. It's about enjoying what your body can do, honoring its limits, and focusing on feeling good rather than just how you look.
That's such an important message, especially now. This deep dive is really highlighting how we can look back at the past to create a better, more inclusive fitness culture for everyone.
It's about recognizing that fitness is a journey, not a destination, and everyone deserves to feel good about themselves along the way.
It's amazing to think we've explored so much about the 80s aerobics craze, from its beginnings way back in the 60s to its global takeover.
It's been quite the journey.
It has. And even today, you can feel that 80s energy with those retro fashion trends and those dance-inspired workouts that are so popular.
It's like it never really went away.
It's true. Those leotards and leg warmers weren't just about fashion.
No, they weren't.
It felt like they represented something bigger, a shift in culture, a time when fitness became fun and freeing.
Exactly. 80s aerobics was about so much more than just working out.
It was.
It was about expressing yourself, connecting with others, pushing your limits.
It really was.
And I think that spirit, that energy, it's something we can all tap into today, no matter how we choose to stay active.
I love that. It's about finding that joy in movement, making fitness a way to celebrate your body and what it can do.
Exactly.
But before we wrap up, there's one last piece of the 80s aerobics puzzle we have to talk about, and that's the music.
The music. How could we forget?
It was the heartbeat of the whole experience.
Those catchy tunes, those driving beats, they weren't just background noise. They were the fuel that kept people moving and grooving.
Think about all those classic 80s hits. Michael Jackson, Madonna, Prince. They weren't just making music. They were creating the soundtrack for a fitness revolution.
It's true.
And it's incredible how music can have such a huge impact on our workouts, even today.
Absolutely.
The right song can completely change your mood, give you an energy boost. Sometimes you even forget you're exercising.
It can feel like the music is transporting you somewhere else.
Yes. Somewhere fun, where you can let loose and just be yourself.
And that connection between music and movement, it's something that stayed with us.
It has. Think about those high-energy spin classes with their pumping playlists or even a calming yoga flow with its soothing melodies. Music is still a huge part of fitness.
It is. It really enhances our physical and emotional well-being.
You know, it seems like the 80s aerobics craze was ahead of its time in recognizing that power that music has over our workouts.
I think you're right.
So as we close out our deep dive into this amazing era, what are your final thoughts on the impact of 80s aerobics? What lessons can we take with us into the future of fitness?
I think one of the most important takeaways is remembering to find the joy in movement.
The joy.
The 80s aerobic scene was all about that, having fun, letting loose, expressing yourself through how you move your body.
And that's a message we need now more than ever.
It is.
With so many ways to stay active, there's no reason why fitness can't be something you genuinely enjoy.
Exactly. Working out shouldn't feel like a chore. It should be a celebration of what you can do.
Yes. It's about finding that activity that sparks something in you, that makes you want to move, to push yourself, and most importantly, to have a blast while doing it.
It's about finding that thing that just makes you feel good.
I love that.
And I think another really important lesson from the 80s is the power of community.
Oh, absolutely.
Those aerobics classes, they were about more than just the workout, connecting with other people, sharing an experience, supporting each other.
It was like these classes created their own little world, a place where people from all backgrounds could come together, sweat it out, and build real bonds.
Yes.
And that's something we need to remember today.
Especially now when it's so easy to feel isolated.
It is.
We need those connections, that sense of belonging.
It's about finding your tribe, those people who encourage you to be your best.
Absolutely.
I've had such a blast taking this deep dive with you into the world of 80s aerobics. We've learned so much, laughed a lot, and really been reminded that fitness is about so much more than how we look.
It is.
It's about feeling good, having fun, celebrating what our amazing bodies can do.
It has been a joy exploring this era with you.
To all our listeners, thanks for joining us on this nostalgic journey.
Your ride in the Gen X time machine has come to an end, but the memories don't stop here. Make sure to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a trip back to the 80s and 90s. More iconic moments and nostalgic trends are waiting for you right now in the Gen X time machine podcast feed. Press subscribe now.